Hello, I'm Jessie Ware, and I present a podcast called Table Manners with my mum, Lenny. Say hi, mum.
Hi, everyone.
Little Fires Everywhere, based on Celeste Ng's 2017 bestseller internationally. Little Fires Everywhere is on Prime Video. It's one of the kind of most hotly tipped new series, and it's starring Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington.
Well, the book's so fabulous, honestly. It was my favourite book of 2017.
Watch now Little Fires Everywhere on Prime Video.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on the old bras. It's me, Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, what's going on?
Nothing. Everybody, welcome to the show. It's a very special episode today because we are starting season two of Selling Sunset. We are officially branching out into Netflix territory on our main recaps page for fun. I mean, listen,
yeah.
What are you going to do? Why not?
Also, it feels really good to highlight a show that focuses on a real estate group that's not the agency. I feel like, yeah, in a certain way, by recapping Selling Sunset, we're kind of making a passive-aggressive dig at Kyle Richards. So it feels really good. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. So this kind of begins a new season for us because we're doing a Netflix show. And then next week, we're starting Married to Medicine Los Angeles.
Yes.
And right now, before we start the show, let's highlight a couple of small black businesses, small black owned businesses, shall we?
Yeah.
I will start with Cool Hand Movers on Instagram. They're at Cool Hand Movers, like Cool Hand Luke, but Cool Hand Movers. Moving, packing, staging, and more. So it's perfect for today on a show that talks about staging too. Okay. They are owned and operated by New York City natives, and you can DM them with more info. Just go over to our Instagram, or just go to their Instagram, Cool Hand Movers. How about that?
Sweet. All right, this is from Want a Pony, also on our IG, who wrote, I paint furniture, sell vintage, and normally do big vintage markets in New England. I am normally the only brown face in a sea of white vendors. I get a shit ton of, I wish I could be tan like you. So people, don't say that. That's awful. And I'm sorry
people,
you have to deal with that.
What the hell?
I mean, people are awful, including the person riding a motorcycle outside. Anyway, because all my shows are canceled, I'm focusing on making masks and supplying reservations at this time. Thank you for doing this. Also, I just laughed so hard that my mother-in-law thought I was crying again. Oh, well, that's awesome.
No.
So anyway, check out Want a Pony and Want a Pony on IG, WANTAPONY, to get masks, etc., because we are still in a pandemic and you should have a mask on, people.
Yes.
So there's that.
So welcome to Selling Sunset, season two, episode one. Also, this is a Crappens on Demand. This is video today. So you can get this video or all the bonuses, whatever. Go to Patreon. But for right now, here we are. Now, season two on this show, we covered season one on our bonus episodes just as a couple of episodes. We didn't do big recaps like we are now, but if you want to find those, you can on Patreon. And
I think we can do a 15-second recap of season one. Okay, I'll start.
Okay.
Oh my god, that house, amazing.
I'm new here, but I was like poor when I was growing up because I was poor, and they called me the smelly kid.
We're engaged.
I'm a bitch.
Does she have a prenup?
Hey, honey, want to sell that business for me? Yeah, want to sell that house for me, baby? Yeah.
It's just that you were asking questions and it was not from like a neutral place.
I mean, like, if you were just upfront about it, but like you were like on your way to being two-faced. You were on your way.
I work for WAG.com and you've really wasted my time.
That was it. There. Yeah, that was season one. So that was season one. Season two is still very glossy and pretty looking. Still a lot of house porn, but they've really upped the Trixie Monocle quotient
Oh, in yeah.
Season two. I mean, Trixie Monocle, the singer from Bravo, they just hired her for Netflix, and she is just writing her little butt off over there.
Mm-hmm. She's doing great, great work. So when I turned on episode one for season two, I don't know if this happened for you, Ronnie, but I actually got like a, it was sort of like, it wasn't really a trailer. It wasn't really a preview. It was more like a, like, previously on Salon Salsa. And you have like Chris Shaw saying like, real estate in Los Angeles is the best in the world. Like literally, they don't even have houses outside of Los Angeles. So if you want to get into Los Angeles market, you have to know what a house is. And you might not.
And then find people that are worth $250 million and get them up here. All right, get them up here.
And then Christine is like, this is the most cutthroat market that there is. And to sell homes like these, you have to be on top of your game, okay? Style may get you in the front door, but you know what else gets them in the front door? No style like me, okay? Because it's going to seal the deal.
And Heather's like, we're all super motivated, but we have personal lives too. And like juggling them both can be complicated.
Especially if you're dating an actual juggler.
Don't juggle the juggler.
And then Chriselle's like, at the end of the day, we're all competing for one big commission that could change everything.
Yeah, they're super self-important on this show. Love it. Okay, so we got our first so big Trixie song of the season.
Words on the lips, yeah, I'm the latest gem. Have you heard it? I'm at it again.
Yeah, and so Mary and Heather, they show up at this $40 million listing that we saw under construction season one, and now it's all done. So they show up. And Mary gets out and she's wearing like a yellow blazer, but then this like, it looked like lingerie underneath, but I felt like I was just being a prude. It was just like a black lacy, I guess, top of some sort.
Yes, yeah, so kind of, but like a bustier top of some sort.
Yeah. And so she gets it. She's like, this looks amazing.
Turned out so beautiful. And Mary's walk is my favorite walk because she's kind of like, God knows what she would look like without LA work, you know, like the fillers, the yes. Botox, the dye, the everything, the tan, everything you get, you know, because yeah. She just has this kind of like wild look in her eyes. Her eyes are always kind of way too open and one's maybe mm-hmm. a little off. And then she's wobbling in her shoes because they're all wearing these like really high stiletto heels. And I said this on one of our other recaps about this, but she looks like she was put to, it's like she's a piece of IKEA furniture that was put together but not screwed all the way in with the L wrench. And so she's kind of walking a little bit like
Wayfair bench. Was she the one that we said was a Wayfair bench?
Yes, the Wayfair bench.
Yeah, and she's like giving vibes of the final scene of Death Becomes Her. And like also she, what I love by the way is reality shows that are based in LA, they have that magical thing that happens between season one and season two, which is when they've all seen themselves on TV and they decide to get fillers. And so Mary got like the trout fillers, which is where you puff up the middle, the top of your lip, but then you put Botox on the sides. So your mouth sort of just looks like a trout. It's like it's like resting trout face. Like she doesn't look like a trout, but she put her work in a way that makes it have like a resting trout face. Like if you're watching this, it's sort of like.
Yeah.
Like that.
And Heather got the upper lip where you put so much in that it kind of tilts upward. So like the very line of the lip is like kind of tilting upward. And I think she really did get Tarek's ex-wife, Christina. I think she did take her picture in there because she's always looked like Christina, but now she looks exactly like Christina. And it's weird.
And she's like trying to put subway tile up on this brand new house. I'm like, you have to really step away from that, Christina. I mean, Heather. Yeah.
Heather. So
everyone will know, everyone will see, everywhere I turn, all eyes on me. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, cause everywhere I go, all eyes on me.
And they're like literally walking through a garage. So they're like, they're walking around. I mean, this place, it's huge. And you just hear a lot of Heather saying, this is incredible. This is, oh my God, this garage is incredible. I'm like, you look like you're walking through the Century City Mall. I mean, that's basically what it is.
And this is such a Heather thing to say too. She's like, last time I was here, I was jumping in the pool with no water.
She's like queuing up the flashback that never arrives because they don't even bother.
Like she comes last out with her head all bloody and a broken ankle.
Last time I was here, I was practicing to swim, but I had no water, so I got a concussion instead.
So then Chrishell arrives to see the house with them, and now we have a new song. I don't know how much they paid Trixie for this episode, but it's like a new song every 2 seconds.
They also, by the way, treated Chrishell like she was, like they were on the Mayflower and they just found land, because they look over the edge and they go, Mary goes, oh, wait, there's Chrishell. <was like, laughs>
And Chrishell, for some reason, gets a rap song. It's like, look, it's Chrishell. She's walking up the block. It's Chrishell. It's Chrishell. She draws on things with chalk. Chrishell. So Chrishell comes in and Mary and Heather are both like, hi.
And they do this, like, three-way hug. They do that thing where, like, it's like the Red Robin hug, right? Like, or Red Rover hug, where basically Mary and Heather are standing, like, side-by-side at Chrishell. And Chrishell comes between them and puts her arms up, and they have this, like, Red Rover hug like that. I'm like, did you guys not just see each other at the office, like, 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, this show doesn't even pretend that they all really work there during the year. They're like, oh, my God, I haven't seen you in a year.
I'm like, what were you guys doing? Were you driving Uber all of a sudden? Like, hi! I'm like, you guys sit next to each other at the office, don't you?
So she's like, where's the closet? Because that's like the most important thing. So they go look at the gigantic. I mean, this house is gigantic. It's obnoxiously gigantic to me.
Yeah.
Not I mean, that like, I look I down on that.
There, but,
I don't. I wouldn't. Ugh, I don't like it.
Oh, I'm bougie like that. I would love to live there, but I'm... $40 million is a lot. It's a lot for no land, you know? So they're in this closet, and there's like a window in the closet, and Chrishell's like, you could literally look out and see what the weather is like. I'm like, yeah, you know where else you could do that? Every other window in the house, too.
A windows in general.
I couldn't tell.
She goes, wow, I thought I have a nice closet, but wow.
Chrishell's always humble bragging. Chrishell's like the queen of the humble brag. So that's just the first one today. So then Heather's like, oh my God, like if you lived in this closet, you'd have to like have an English accent.
Could you imagine? Here's my English accent. Hi, I'm Heather.
The rain in Spain is mainly rain and rain. And you can see that windows of closets.
Could you pass the croissant? That was British. So so they look out the window and we see like a neighboring house, and the owner paid like $100,000 to have AstroTurf put on the roof of the house. That way he wouldn't have to see like a rooftop. So first of all, excuse me, I had an M&M right before this, and you know, like it was an almond M&M.
That's so weird. I almost had an almond M&M before this. Twins.
You know, like when... You know, whenever you have like an almond, there's always like that one small piece of almond that hangs out in your like some recess of your mouth, and then like comes out at the worst possible time. Like, ha! I'm gonna choke you now. I'm a piece of almond.
Yes, it's anyway, because the child labor that they hired to put those M&Ms together don't skin the almonds first. Okay.
Yeah, the almond that hides in the back is like that one zombie that didn't get killed, and you think you're safe, and then it's like. So they paid $100,000 for AstroTurf on this house. Okay, first of all, it's like you changed one eyesore for another. Like AstroTurf doesn't look any. It's like actually more distracting because it's bright green color. Yeah. Also, why does it cost $100,000? That should cost like $75. Go to Home Depot, you get it by the yard. Should not cost $100,000. Third of all, I don't remember what my third of all is, but I feel like there's a very salient third
love
of all
a list. That you will probably.
Yeah, I know. I feel like you will have a good third of all point. So your third
my
of all,
third of all it. Is that it reminds you of all the mini golf places that are going under in current times because people are just like, mini golf? Who wants that? Like, mini golf isn't important.
Thank you.
So it's like,
let's
just let them all go
that.
Under. A mini golf place just went under here in my town. And I'm like, fuck that. What the hell? People just don't respect the mini golf? Like, fuck mini golf. What'd mini That's golf ever do for me? How about it was golf, but smaller? Okay, it helped you. Jerks.
Yeah, it did help you. Okay. Either way, the AstroTurf was stupid.
It was stupid. And also, did you notice that the Oppenheim brother, I don't know which one is which.
Yes,
sorry.
I was going to say.
But of course, he put a fucking TV that rises out of the ground. It's like another gigantic TV. And they're like, it's by the pool, though, this time. So it's different. And the TV is just going so slowly. It's like, it's like, okay, the Oscars are over. Okay.
I know. It's like, see, we added a feature that increases your chance of electrocution by 35%. So Heather's like, you know what? It takes the right person to buy this house. It's not going to be just the average person walking down the street. You need to have a lot of money. Oh, no shit, Sherlock. Do you see where you're? It's like, she's acting as if like Pam walking down the street who just came out of TJ Maxx is like, well, I just got a great deal. And you know what? Can I see that $40 million mansion in the Hollywood Hills, please? That would be lovely.
So Chriselle's like, oh my God, this bathroom is so nice. Like, your shit wouldn't even stink in this bathroom, like literally. And Heather's like, yeah, it would come out like wrapped in cellophane.
That's horrifying. Then Mary goes, I can't wait to see the rooftop. And then my favorite thing that happens on the show is when you get like a little chorus, like basically like both girls go, oh yeah, but they do it like, here, you be Chriselle and I'll be Heather. Okay. First I'll be Mary. I'll say, I can't wait to see the rooftop.
Oh yeah.
That's my favorite. When one person says them, they all say, oh yeah,
and
together.
Then they get like the fifth song of the scene. Okay, it's like,
and now you got me feeling like, oh,
look, you guys are gonna run out of material. Save the songs, okay?
Please. So they go up to the rooftop. They're like, it's so big. This is amazing. It's hot. Let's go downstairs.
Yeah. You need like a walkie-talkie to talk up here.
So they go down. They go downstairs and start catching up. And Chriselle's like, well, I heard that Christine got engaged. So super happy for her. And she tells us, Christina's worked at the Oppenheimer Group for a lot longer than me. And I don't know why, but we've never really gotten along. So
I think it's when she did all that name calling, you know, when she said I was too on a path to being two-faced. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was such a brutal name calling.
Yeah, and then we get a clip of like all the high drama on this show, which is so silly. It's like,
shouldn't the new girl be able to sit on the floor until she proves herself?
Because see, Christine does that like bites her tongue thing because she thinks she's really cute. That Kardashian.
Yeah, she's like, it's like if Cher were doing stand up. So, Chriselle's like, so has anyone met her fiance? I heard he got engaged, but no one has. And Mary is pissed, but she's trying to be nice. She's like, well, you know, I mean, she's just been like out of town a lot. So like, we just like, you know, like I haven't met him yet, but like, she's been out of town a lot and, you know, she's a fucking bitch, but like, you know, she's been out of town a lot, you know?
And Heather's like, but if my best friend didn't tell me she was engaged, I'd be like hurt. So like, how do you feel like really, Mary? Like really?
And Mary explains, oh, by the way, there was also a clip of it was another example of like the chorus effect where we see a clip of Christine, a flashback for last season of Christine saying, I asked you at dinner and you conveniently didn't remember, like you understand the difference, right? Like, or do you conveniently still have dementia? And then all the girls go, Christine. Anyway. So Mary's like,
well, Christine and I used to be very close, but then we had some kind of rift, and I don't even know how that happened. But, I mean, honestly, like, we've grown apart a little bit, but, like, I feel sad. And Chriselle's like, but how did they meet, Christine, and what's his name exactly?
No, I can't wait till that's taken back to Christine, like her going, I mean, what's his name? Bitch!
Those questions were not coming from a neutral place. So, and Mary also tells us, by the way, she's like, yeah, like, so, like, I heard about it, and then, like, I texted her, and I was like, do you have something you want to tell me? And she was like, what? And I said, something about an engagement, and she said, oh, yeah, like, that's big news. Like, that's big news.
Yeah, it's like, it makes me feel sad. and confused. And she's like, yeah, well, it turns out she was showing him properties. And I think he was like dating.
Okay, this makes me crazy about Mary. And I'm glad I punctuated this. Mary speaks every word like it's a sentence. And I think it's because she can't think of the next thing she's going to say. So she gives herself a pause. Or it's to sound really smart. But this is how she says it. She goes, Christian, she was showing him properties. I think he was dating someone else at the time.
She's basically like a computer, you know, what they like, they gave a computer that has fragments of sentences, and it's like an algorithm is assembling it as she speaks. It's like when you hit autofill on your iPhone over and over again and it just creates its own weird sentence.
Or when you're trying to use the microphone function on your iPhone, the dictation function, and you press the microphone and you speak really fast, but then it spits out words. It's like, yeah. Christian, they would like show him a house, but then they meet. It's like, that's the wrong way to spell meet, you idiot. Not M-A-T.
Engaged for long time. And love lasagna. Like, no, Mary, what are you saying now?
Now, Mary, who's the one who's like, well, he was dating somebody else when they met. Okay, remember that Mary started this. Because Chriselle goes,
yes, I will.
Chriselle goes, well, that would make me nervous. Because, like, if someone cheats for you, that means that they would cheat on you. And then Heather and Mary both go, oh!
I can't believe she would say that here in this $40 million house.
Even Trixie Monocle chimes in. She goes,
and it's like, selling sunset. it's in like five episodes from now, it'll be like, yeah, I was talking to Chriselle, and she said if they treat for you, that you're a slut. I don't know why she said that.
Yeah, Chriselle said your boyfriend's probably already cheating on you. So good luck.
Yeah, it just seems like a weird thing for her to say from a non-neutral place.
Yeah.
So then we're at like a airfield, and this private airplane is on the tarmac, and the door opens and makes that like that staircase thing, and we see a heel coming out.
Yes, that stiletto is like 2 feet tall. It's just like one little tiny little sliver, and comes wobbling off the plane, and it's Christine. She's like, I'm back, I have a new man, and I have a new ring, and I'm ready to dominate the market.
Meanwhile, she's wearing literally the same outfit as Mary. Like, she has that black lacy like negligee shirt, but she's wearing a blazer over it, except her blazer, instead of being bright yellow, is white with black vertical stripes. So it's sort of giving a weird semi Beetlejuice Victoria's Secret vibe.
Well, her thing this season is, I'm rich as fuck now because I snagged a rich one. So, of course, her husband looks like he's like in line to audition for Fred Flintstone, you know, Flintstone's musical or whatever.
He looks like a session musician for like an Eric Clapton tribute band. So they get into a car, and I was like, I know the car probably costs $500,000. I don't care because the doors open backwards. And I resent that. I was like, money? Candace LeWan's right. Money doesn't buy you class, and it clearly does not buy you a proper door.
Yeah. And so she's like, oh my God, I know we're not poor. Can we turn the air conditioning on? She's always like mugging for the camera like she just said a really good one.
Like, yeah, it's also, by the way, you know that like poor people don't have to pay for their car air conditioning by the minute, right? Like, it's not a poor thing.
She's like, well, Christian and I were traveling the world because I just sold a $6 million house. And we were all over. We went to the Maldives, Bordeaux, Capri. I feel like I was traveling the world, doing my eat, pray, love thing, but like in 5-star resorts always.
I was doing eat, pray, love, but I wasn't really eating and I wasn't really praying. And I don't know if I was really so much loving, more like sleeping with. And it was great.
It wasn't eat, pray, love at all. It was hairy-backed ATM. Okay. Celeste.
She's like, well, Christian went to MIT and he's like a software designer and he's like worked at multiple companies and just had a cyst removed, which is wonderful. And he's just like, great.
So she's like, should I call Jason? I have to call Jason. Jason, hi, back.
And he's like, well, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you've been out there enjoying the world. But let's be honest, King's Road has been sitting out there, sitting on the market since you left. What I'm trying to say is your client is stuck in their house for the past 9 months. Bill, you've been boning an old rich dude so that way he can get into a car with backwards doors. And this is coming from me, a guy who spends $200,000 on an old car to make him feel taller.
Yeah, and then they show this house on King's Road. Gee, guys, I wonder why you're having trouble selling this thing you're trying to offload for $4 million. The living room's like a hallway, and it's like with a futon going sideways. It's like, you guys might want to call that stager up, okay?
Yeah. So so now Christine and Christian, like, they arrive at their house, and she's like, it's so funny because I used to have the listing on our house, and we do open houses. And I'd sit in that house every day and I'd picture living in that house, getting coffee. And now I live in that house that I envision myself getting coffee in, and I can like get coffee in it while I live in it.
I like, snatched what? That up. Tongue bite.
And then so back at the office, back at the house. They're just saying hi to their dog. Whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
But she's like, hi, Teddy Bear. And I was like, did you just leave the dog wandering around this house?
No, that's what I'm wondering. The dog just wandering around. Someone's waiting to sell their King's Road house. You know, she's like, have you ever had Taster's Choice in your own house before? Wow.
Teddy Bear, don't forget to feed yourself.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So now we go to a park, and Maya had her baby, Mazel Tov.
Our favorite, and so, Maya.
Yes, Maya. You know, I had my baby. So Maya's there with Heather, and she's like, I was pushing for 2 hours, and he didn't want to come out. They gave me a shot of epidural.
A shot of what?
Epidural.
A shot of what?
Epidural.
A shot of what?
Epidural.
Oh!
Baby Aiden was uncomfortable inside, you know, so imagine they took a vacuum for my vagina. It was pretty much a nightmare. I'm making her French. I don't know why, but she's turning French.
Yeah, it was vacuum delivery, so they put baby Aiden in vacuum, and imagine vacuum in your vagina, just inside you vacuuming.
Ugh. Yeah, not even good vagina, not even Dyson, not even Hoover.
And so she's like, do you want to hold the baby? And she's like, oh my God, do you like blondes? Like, you're not in a bar. Just fucking Jesus.
How do you feel about Subway Tile? Because my future fiance loves it. So Aiden does the only thing that really a baby should do in this situation, which is puke on Heather, which was great. I think Maya's, we all really,
like,
enjoyed it.
Oh, shit. She's like, so Heather's like, oh my God, I'm so excited to see Maya as a mom. Like, to see her as a mom. Like, finally she got everything she's been hoping for.
And so Maya's like, you know, I try to look on Instagram to see what's going on with you guys, but it's so hard. You know, like, yeah, what's going on? You engaged to a guy who held gun up and had mental breakdown on HGTV, right?
Yeah. So she's talking. Okay, so Heather's talking to a girl who just went through a really difficult pregnancy, right? So her response is, yeah, I've been going through a lot, too.
I didn't even pick up.
She's like, I went through a breakup, and then I went through dating. And she's like, oh, you didn't tell me, girl. Then I see on the TMZ. I was like, yeah. And then we see TMZ, Tarek El Moussa spotted with Heather Young.
Yeah, it happened really fast with us, and we're just like... It's like he's literally like my best friend, you know? And like on that fifth phone call when he finally calls me back, I'm like, we have such a connection.
Whenever he calls me and tells me the tile I chose is stupid and I need to get my head out of my cornhole, I'm like, aw.
So like our love story is like actually really romantic. Like, so like we met on the 4th of July and like his boat was parked next to the boat that I was on in Newport, and then his girlfriend happened, like my girlfriend happened to be on his boat, and so like I jumped on the, like I literally jumped over the boat, got a concussion, broke my leg, bone was sticking out, but then I saw Tarek, and I was like, I don't know if it's from the blood loss or maybe I'm just very lonely. I was like, this is the man of my dreams. So he put a gun against my head and said, get off my boat, and I said, you get out of my heart.
She's like, yeah, like it went really quick, but like it's like I've known him for years. When you know, right? But did you notice that in her interviews when she's telling us this, her eyes are totally bloodshot, like she's been sobbing all day long. Like her eyes
I
are pink.
I have not noticed that.
So it cuts back to them. She's like, I'm so happy.
I feel like I've known him for years. It's almost like I've watched him on TV for hours on end when I have nothing else to do.
It's almost like 1 minute we're in a really shitty house and like, I don't know, like Tarzana or something. And then like the next thing I know, the walls are gray and the tiles like have a funny pattern and we've just made $100,000.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's so my.
For anyone
like,
who's confused, Tarek is the guy from Flipper Flop.
Okay.
Yes.
There you
Tarek
go.
And
there's
Christina.
Our education.
And
yeah.
If you don't know about Tarek and Christina, you're welcome because that's going to be a rabbit hole. Rabbit hole.
An
you're really going to enjoy going down.
Yeah.
So, Maya's like, yeah, I get a call from Davina. You hear that Christina's engaged, and I'm like, you know what's funny? She judged Mary for rushing into it with Romaine, but now look at this. Am I right?
Yeah, and Heather's Heather's shocked, but you know what? I'm so excited for her, and her ring is freaking stunning. And she's like, okay, then what's going on with Christine and Chriselle? Are they still kind of not talking? She's like, yeah, it makes me so uncomfortable because it's like tension, and like it wasn't even about her, it was about Mary, and Mary's not mad. And Maya goes, yeah, I know, Mary don't even care. It's been like a couple of months. We all have same goals, you guys. It's been like a year. That baby is at least 3 months old.
You literally had a baby. You literally had a baby. So,
it's been 5 days.
You know, it's so stupid. So they go back to the office and we just see Chriselle saying, guys, is anyone else getting kicked off the Wi-Fi or is it just me? And I just was imagining Davina back there just like fucking with her modem. Just like changing the password on her. Everyone, the new password is, we hate Chriselle. Okay, great.
And Jason's like, oh, get your husband on the horn, all right? Get your husband, ask him. She's like, oh, my God, thank God I married him, because otherwise I'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, because there's a magazine with Justin Hartley.
Oh, thank you. I thought they were talking about Wi-Fi. I'm so confused by my own notes.
No. Because the brother is like, Chriselle, your husband's on my desk right now. Could you deal with it, Chriselle? And she's like, oh, my God, I'm so glad. Like, I look at this magazine cover and, like, I'm glad I'm married. Because otherwise I'd be like, oh, my God. You know?
And Mary's so, like, is it weird to think there's, like, teenage girls who are looking at him like wow?
No, I think it's a compliment because it's like, I know where he sleeps.
Most
and we're
nights,
not going to get divorced at all.
Most
not going to get divorced at all.
You're getting a divorce, honey. It's like one of the twins over there, like, yeah. Good luck with that.
And Brett's like, yeah, I'm in my longest relationship I've ever had. The woman's been in my house for 48 hours. So,
Maria's like,
there's that.
Who's the girl? Who is it?
Technically, it's a Swiffer, but, you know, I'll take what I can get.
The girl left over from the party? I mean, she'll be gone tomorrow, forever, that's for sure. Mary's like, that's your longest relationship. And he's like, oh, no, Ernestine, the housekeeper. 4 years now.
He would have a housekeeper named Ernestine. I feel like the only housekeepers named Ernestine are on sitcoms. Like, how did that work out?
Her name was probably Leslie or something. He's just like, Ernestine, get Leslie. Down here.
Hey, Ernestine. She's like, hey, Mrs. Garrett, get over here. I'm going to buy a giant big toy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Chriselle comes over to the guys and she's like, do you guys have a second? I'm really excited to tell you. Now, I know you always joke about needing passports to go to the Valley, but there's a lot of new builds there. Can I just focus there? Because I know it. I know the school districts.
You know, Justin and I just bought our dream home in the Valley. It's probably going to be our forever home, just like our marriage in and of itself is going to last forever. So...
Brett's like, you know what? I'm big on the Valley because, like, price points have really gone up there. Like, we didn't really think anything was going to happen in the Valley, but now look, it's like 10 million, like a lot of millions. I'm just going to say Valley a lot. Valley.
Yeah. We hear that Valley Village is actually really popping off right now. A lot of modern farm homes that reality stars are buying there. So I'm really glad you talked to us about this because I'm more excited for me than for you, actually, in this case. I'm like, what? Huh? Okay.
You better get ready because I'm breaking out if you ain't ready. You ain't keeping up if you're not ready.
So now we're in Bel Air. And Jason arrives. So Jason pulls up at this house, and he's in this enormous Bronco, like a Ford Bronco? I forget what Broncos are, but giant Bronco that he's restored. And like Mary is in like the back, like she's like in the what's it called, like the truck bed or whatever,
yeah.
Like where you normally keep your pails and shovels. And Mary's just back there, bobbling them back and forth, like rattling.
She's like, why didn't we bring the rolls? And he's like, this is the rolls of Jeeps. And Mary tells us he spent $200,000 getting it built custom. Now, if I had $200,000 to spare, I mean, I'd probably put that into a house. But this guy.
A house doesn't always fill the psychological gaps of being the richest kid in school, but also the shortest one, so you still get picked on. So, Bronco it is.
Yeah. So, they go in and look at the house and stuff, and then we meet the new girl, Amanza.
Amanza. So, Amanza's all about jokes. So, Amanza, like, goes way back with Jason, like, not 10 years, but, like, now she's working for him, because she always worked in interior design. But now she just got her real estate license, and now she's Amanza Realtor for Hire.
Yeah, and you just see her going, ha, 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 ha. She's like the new bubbly one in the office.
Yes.
So she's like, okay, love this. It's contemporary. And he's like, it's not contemporary. She's like, oh, darn. Oh, I got my heels stuck in the floor. Oh, I can't walk.
Well, because there's this other realtor there, because they're basically looking at this home before they start talking to their clients about it. And so there's this other realtor, this smarmy ass guy with an Alan Alda voice. And he's like on his phone, like, yeah, kid. All right. This isn't contemporary. It's Tuscan Mediterranean. Get it right. Okay. Oh, you're kidding. You got your heel stuck in the deck. There's a 1 in 50 million chance that that could ever happen, and it happened to you. I can't even believe it, kid.
Hey, you know who's here? This idiot who just got a heel stuck in the floor. 1 in 50 million chance, idiot. All right, I'll call you back. It's not contemporary, idiot. All right.
Let me tell you something, guys. For $5,750,000, find me a better house in Bel Air. It doesn't exist. It's like there. Whatever. You get that one-of-a-kind experience of walking out on a deck and getting stuck in a slat. That shows that the house cares about you.
Yeah, so they take a tour, and someone's like, wow, I like that Jason's like, I like that the master's off the living room. And this guy, Sean, is like, yeah, you entertain in the kitchen, and then some people would entertain in the bedroom, huh?
Yeah, it's like, ew, you're gross. And yes, I realize that our voices don't sound anything like Alan Alda, but that's just our creative direction.
So Jason's like, I love the view. Look, you can see my Bronco. They're like, wow.
They're like, great. We'll add that into the brochure.
So they go in the bathroom, and Mary's like, wow, I love these showers. It's like two showers. That's so neat. And he goes, yeah, you can shower in there, and your fiance can shower in the other one. And Jason goes, he's French. He doesn't shower. God, that was a good one, guys.
So good. Classic Jason. Classic Jason right there. So Amanda, we learned from Amanda that she used to be married to an NFL player, and that like they had it all, but then she has been like a single mom, because I think the guy left after like a year of having her first child, and he doesn't pay child support. And she's like, I went from having everything to having to scrub my own toilets. Like, that was really humbling, having to scrub my own toilets.
Yeah, she's like, you know what? Somehow it was worse than actually cleaning a countertop. Those things are real bitches. I'll tell you that right now. So she scrubbed toilets. She was a maid. She was a nanny. She was, you know, doing whatever she could, and she put everything she had into real estate, and now she's being trained and getting used to Jason in a boss-employee relationship. So she's like, well, he goes, have you looked at this? Have you looked at it? She goes, yeah, I'm good at looking. Now I need to get good at selling. So they start testing her. He's like, what do you say about those doors, huh? What about those doors?
Well, those are obviously sliding mesh doors. No, not at all. Not that at all. Okay, what about the floors? What do you see? They're clean. And what else do you see? Well, there's a beautiful shag carpet around here. No, it's actually all wood. All wood floors.
All right, now tell me about that refrigerator. It's very cold, and it gets earwax for some reason, and nobody knows why. That is wrong. You're talking about an ear in the wintertime, all right? Not that.
This wine cellar, what do you see about this wine cellar? Well, I just see wall-to-wall freshly peeled oranges. That is so refreshing. No, not it's those are bottles of wine. It's not even a real wine cellar. No, you are wrong.
And she's like, oh, he's like, what do you call this pool? And she's like, the place you pee in the morning. I'm not an idiot. I've known you for 19 years. He's like, got that one right, Eddie. All right. Got that one right.
Finally. All right. You're on the way. So just tell me that you hate the valley also, and we'll be square. Great.
So back at the office, Mary clunks in. She's like, hey, girls.
This vision you have of Mary is hilarious, because here's one of the perks of watching Krampus on Demand, is that you actually get to see Ronnie visually perform as Mary. And over the course of this recap, she has become a full-on like marionette, right? Mary is short for marionette, because it's like now she's just on strings. She's like,
ladies.
Like she's perhaps like there's an electrical current running through her, because she's like, Mary.
You're not going to see it, I tell you, next episode you watch. That's all you're going to see. I crack up every time she walks on. She's not even doing anything, because she's just like, hey, girl.
I'm Mary. So Brett's like, hey guys, I spent the first night. Well, I noticed that Brett and Jason have slightly different voices, because
Jason speaks more like this. He's doesn't really care about what's going on, and I'm more excited than you are, actually, believe it or not. But Brett is more like, it talks a little bit more like this. He's like, I spent my first night in my condo last night.
And Heather's like, can I come live there with you? Because that sounds amazing.
I'll even make you eggs, which is a lot since I'm vegan.
And Jason says that apparently Tarek dated Jason's ex, which makes me wonder. I don't know. It makes me wonder about a lot of things, actually.
Well, he's mean to all of her. Well, he's mean to all of her boyfriends, right? Like, he's Jell. I guess he likes her or something. And she's like, oh my God, they didn't date. And he's like, okay, well, they went out 8 times or something. Okay, there. I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying. And she's like, are we already going to start this with my new boyfriend? Because we're like meant to be. Like, it's the most comfortable thing I've ever been in my life. He's basically a Snuggie. Stop.
Sometimes we just like go to the Irvine Spectrum and just like walk around and be like, okay, what are the odds that there's a hot topic around this corner? And then sometimes there is and sometimes there isn't, because it's really easy to get lost in there. Like, it is easy to get lost in his eyes. I don't know. Am I babbling again?
It's like, listen, I was single for a short amount of time and you could have totally swooped me up. And he's like, you were single for 4 hours.
So then Davina enters. So I love Davina because she's so mean and she's also so awkward and she sort of doesn't really fit in, and which is great. And she walks in and Amanza is sitting at her desk, because Amanza is the new girl, but she's also been around for 19 years with Jason, so she gets priority. So Davina enters and is sort of like, she has that look as if everyone ordered takeout without her. She's like, yeah. Here's my salad.
Yeah, she's like, did I miss another event for the homeless or something? Like, why is everybody being mean to me? And Mary's like, I'm going to have Amanda sit at your desk if that's okay, because like, I have to teach her things.
Yeah, Amanda needs to sit at your desk. So you'll just have to... We were thinking that maybe you could just like stand in the middle there. If you want, you could like maybe rest on the motorcycle, but you can't really sit on it because that's very special to the guy. So...
And Maya goes, since Amanda's the new girl, shouldn't she seat somewhere else? And Davina's like, no, it's fine. I mean, is Chriselle coming? Like, seeing if she can take the last desk. And Maya goes, I mean, at some point, huh? And so
Mary... And then Heather...
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Heather, or maybe it was Mary, but one of them says, he goes, I think she's in the valley, maybe like passing out cards or going door to door, which is about the most insulting thing you can say on this show.
I know, it's like dripping with sarcasm. And yeah. Maya's like, well, she'll come in at some point. And so Davina just kind of takes the desk and just starts reading a magazine. Like, well, I guess I'll read my magazine for the day here then.
Yeah, exactly. So then we go to the valley. We go to like the Encino, and Chriselle is just like driving up to construction sites and calling up developers and like, hi, my name's Chriselle. I'm with the Justin Hartley's wife group, and I just want to say, senior development, I would love to really help assist with my services right now. So anyway, you can call me at 323. I'm Justin Hartley's wife. Thank you very much.
Yeah. On the back of the card, just so you remember, it says, I was the smelly one, but I'm not anymore. Okay, thanks. So good to meet you.
So Christine drives up in her new Tweety Bird car. It's probably another $500,000.
Yeah, it was like a Lamborghini SUV, so it looks extra stupid.
Yeah, she's like, hey, guys, I'm back. Hi, honey. Hi.
Biting on that tongue.
And Mary, I will say this. I did notice it here. Mary looks like if she were a marionette, someone cut one of her strings, because she's like... like her
edges. Yeah. And she's looking at her with eyes wide open and one's kind of twitching like, hi.
Yeah.
Hi. So good to see you.
Hi. Yeah. They're like, hi. Everyone's like hugging Mary. It's basically like act one, scene two of a sixth grade musical. Like, oh, here comes the star walking into the scene. Hi, Mary, hi. Yeah.
And Mary's like, where are my souvenirs? Where are my souvenirs? Where are my souvenirs? Where are they? I think it's really weird that she didn't get me souvenirs.
And Maya's like, now that Christina's back, finishing all glamorous vacation, like Christopher Columbus, like doing the whole globes pretty much. Like,
yeah, that back. that glamorous Christopher Columbus travel.
You know, Christopher Columbus, going around whole globes, you know. In 1492, Christopher Columbus sailed vacuum in vagina blue.
So just to remind you that she's a star, Christina tells us, feels good being back, not gonna lie. They say there's too many cooks in the kitchen, but there's too many bitches in the office. What? Is someone writing this for you? Where are you coming up with this? Just stop.
Yeah, I think she's getting it from fortune cookies or something. So Maya's like, yeah, when I'm home with the baby, I have a baby spit in the hair, and I open the social medias, and I'm like, at Christopher Columbus, and then I realize it's you, and he's like, you're on board, and I'm like, who's that beach? You know?
You fancy beach? I'm like, what happened to the natives, huh? Admit it. And Christine's like, yeah, I fell in love and was like, let's take a breather, because obviously he's retired. So Bali was beautiful. Indonesia, incredible. Oh my God, I just got delivered flowers right now. Thank you so much for the flowers. Every day we would just wake up and be like, what should we do now? Let's get a ball.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Like, we'd wake up and be like, let's go to the Maldives. Sometimes I'd say, let's go to the mall, and he'd just take me to the Maldives. I was like, this isn't the mall, it's an island. And I'm like, oh my God, Maldives.
There's something I just don't believe about this woman. I mean, last season, yeah, when she just kept getting flowers at work, and now this season, she's like, oh, wow, I've got, like, a billionaire now, and I've been, like, all over the place. I want someone to do Photoshop tests on all those vacations she was on.
Thank you.
I need your social security, ma'am.
Yeah, and I like when she said it. Obviously, he's retired. And they're like, yeah, because everyone gets retired at 35, you know? So she's saying, they're like, this is my note, okay? This is so mean. My note says, Christine saying he bought the house for us. Mary's face is like angry tuna. It's so mean.
Angry tuna.
She's like, because of the Botox.
Yeah, she's like, I didn't tell anyone. And Amanda's like, well, how do you say no to that ring? Where'd you meet him anyway? She's like, well, I was showing him a house. He bought it for us. And Christine's like, yeah, I didn't tell anyone for 3 months. And Mary's like, but why? Mary's just like, why do you hate me now?
Mary's like, I heard Christine was getting engaged from Davina and not from Christine. And like, news like that big should have come from a friend and not Davina, who we all equally despise. I mean, Davina. I mean, it's like going to buy a car and then finding out that you came home with a pass to go on the bus. I mean, I don't know. Davina's just...
She's like, we have been together non-stop. And Davina's like, yeah, because like when you travel with someone, like you become so close with them. Am I right, guys? Like when you travel with someone, right? And everyone just ignores Davina.
Is the intern speaking? So Christine's like, she's like, you know, I just didn't share my engagement because, you know, I just wanted to wait till we got back to the country so I could tell people face to face. I didn't want to have to like individually dial 900 people. And then she goes, and I just, you know, I told Davina because she just happened to be the one person I was in correspondence with in that time. And
she's like, yeah, and, I mean, it was over email, but like, I'm sure she was like, yeah, that's great. Is the ring moissanite? I like getting a dig in at Mary's ring.
It's also like, if you could email Davina, you could email literally everyone. Just do like, yeah, a group email. Like, she's, yeah, like, I just wanted to tell everyone in person except for Davina, who I emailed. So, yeah.
And so Maya's like, are you going to invite Chriselle to wedding? Like, what's going on with you guys? And she's like, we haven't talked. Like, I've reached out a couple of times. Like, when her father died, I sent flowers. I sent flowers for her birthday.
Have you noticed that there's a pattern of someone who likes to send flowers?
I did shit in a bag and put it in her mailbox, which I thought was like my way of saying we're friends, we're joking. So there was that.
So Maya's like, well, honestly, it would be nice. No tension, but it's up to Christina. She crazy face.
Yeah. So then we go back. Chrishell is still just like driving around the valley. She's just driving around and saying like, developers love a follow through. She's just going up and down the same street, just like pestering everyone.
Just giving her card to the same people over and over. So now it's time for an office meeting. And Mary, yeah, so this... Christine has this big old book, this big old calendar that she's writing. And Mary's like, oh my God, you use like an old school calendar? Like, that's like a book.
Yeah, I'm old school. I write checks still. And then like all the girls are like, I'm the same way. Oh my God, I write checks too. I have to write it down. And then Amanda goes, I put it in the mail and stamp it.
Ladies, we got to talk about the Twilight event. Like, it's a $1 zillion house, all right? So I want you all to submit your wealthiest clients, okay? Like, help walk them through the house. Christine, have you seen it? She's like, I haven't. Haven't seen it yet.
I was in Bali, and then I was in Indonesia, and then I was in Asia. I'm like, those are all the three same things. So it's like, all right, I just need you guys to bring three to five of your top clients, and then the rest we'll get from Craigslist, okay? So we call them up, and we'll see you there tonight.
Yeah, so they get to this big, gigantic mansion for the Twilight party, and all the girls arrive, and everyone's going, ew, it's amazing. And Maya, you just hear Maya go, wow, no power line. Whoa. Because this is the house that they spent like $1 million or something taking the power lines and putting them underground. She's like, wow, what? No power line. Whoa.
Whoa. Look there. House is Geopet. Look.
So everyone's checking out the fancy cars and, you know, saying hi to everybody. And then Romaine comes and kisses Mary.
Yeah.
Mary's so stressful. Like, in every moment with Romaine, it just stresses me out. Like, I feel like I'm getting nagged. She's like, oh my God, Romaine, hi, you're here. It's just that you took forever, but you're here, but it took you so long. But you're here, so that's good, because I was worried you were not going to come, but you're here.
Have you decided what we're going to do for a wedding yet? Or is it still just a girl thing? Okay.
He's so like, I know, they keep me away from you. Not knowing what he's talking about, I guess, traffic, yeah. Or...
Yeah, I don't know. So the girls are all chatting, and now it's like a bunch of the girls. Christina's not with... Christina hasn't even shown up yet, but Mary is there, and Davina. And Davina is so sly. She's basically asserting her new dominance, and she's like, so my boyfriend and I went out to dinner with Christine and Christian. I guess we're just like... closer? I don't know. And I was like, a $3,000 dinner, and like... In between the times we were laughing about how I received that email about how they were engaged. I mean, me, Davina. So they were ordering vintage champagne and special caviar. And I was like, okay, this is a lot. I mean, even though I am in that close circle of yours that receives emails about you being engaged, it's a lot. It's a lot.
And Maya comes up. She's like, hello. And she's like, oh, Davina. I was just Mary. I was just telling Davina, I just love Christine. She's so crazy. And Mary's like, oh, I just can't wait to meet this Christian. I mean, she said she's happy, and that's all I know because she hasn't said anything to me personally. She does like using calendar books because she's old school like that. I do know that, so I think we're still friends.
Aww. Yeah, I wonder why I didn't get that email. Maybe she finally moved on from that Earthlink account that she's been using. Not a judgment call, just saying that that's what Christine has an Earthlink account. I'm starting the rumor right now.
Maya's like, so are you excited about your wedding? Is Romaine excited suddenly? And she's like, you know, we just have no new rules. So we've got that going on. Like, we finally figured out, like, you know, we have to like get the invitation list kind of smaller. So we have like 60 people coming now, like 60. So.
Wow. Well, you seem pretty relaxed about it, almost as if you had an epidural.
Epidural. So Chriselle is outside talking to Heather, which Chriselle just never learns her damn lesson, basically. So she's outside talking to Heather on like a sun bench or something. And Chriselle's like, I know you were there for the last time, but like a lot of stuff has happened with me and Christina since then. And Heather's like, I mean, has she been mean to you or like what?
Chriselle's like, well, she had a party that everyone was invited to but me, and then she's saying ridiculous things on Twitter and like making my dad's death about her. And yes, I'm gonna pull that card out because it's a good card and I'm using it right now. So there.
This is this season's smelly kid line. So she talks about how her dad passed away from lung cancer, and it was really sad and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And so Heather's like, well, I knew she'd sent flowers, and I was like, oh my god, that's so sweet, because all I knew was about flowers, but now, like, I come back this week, and I'm like, wait.
No, from Sweden. I come back from Sweden.
Which was hard. So I was, like, in Sweden, and it was hard, and so now I'm like, what? Wait.
Well, you know what? She tells like one story to you guys, but then she acts another way to me. And I just like, I don't want to get in the mud with her because I'm busy in the valley, which is its own kind of mud, I guess. So it just like, that's what people believe.
Heather's like, I have anxiety and the only way to get over it is to go tattletale to Christine everything you just told me and get you in trouble and watch you cry. Okay, be back.
I'll be right back. And also, I just want to remind everyone that I did just get back from Sweden recently, so... Because that's something we didn't mention, that she says that like a million times this episode. Well, I get back from Sweden, and everything's changed.
I mean, time being one of them. Crazy. So Christine shows up, and she gets out of her car with her weird boyfriend, and she's wearing like one of those big Muppet furs and like a big long blonde hair and high heels and a glitter dress. I mean, she always looks insane wherever she goes. She looks like she looks kind of like a working girl who's being taken to her first steak dinner, you know? It's like, wow. Everything's like, wow. So she gets there.
She looks like a spiral staircase.
She does kind of, actually, pulling up
she
her...
She looks like a spiral staircase. That's it.
So she's like, I just got a tranquility roll on. Oh, no. Chriselle's like, oh, my God. Don't worry. I'm a little stressed about Christine, but I got a tranquility roll on. I'm fine.
My temple is now officially tranquil. I have a tranquil roll up.
So she's
and that's like,
the
cliffhanger. Oh,
yeah, she's like, I would prefer not to talk to Christine because I don't know what she's going to do. Like, last time we were at a social event, she yelled at me and screamed at me and, like, humiliated me and called me names. And, like,
calling.
That cannot happen tonight.
Chriselle is full of it, too, because Christine definitely got, like, loud. But it was not – listen, it was not, we've seen much worse on TV. Much worse.
I agree. She's like laying it on a little bit thick. So Christine parades in like, hi.
And then, hi, I just live down the street now because Christian bought us a house and now I can sit there on Sundays and I can get coffee in my own house now.
And Christine says hi to Heather and Heather's like, oh my God, I'm so like excited to see what happens with Chriselle tonight. And Christine goes, aren't we all? Dun, dun, dun. That brings us to the end of Selling Sunset.
That show, it is a funny show to recap, I have to say. It is really, really funny.
It's so silly. So love it. So we will be back tomorrow with a little Real Housewives of New York City. And then next week we will continue with this. We'll start Married to Medicine LA as we wrap up Top Chef and wait for Beverly Hills to come back and Vanderpump Rules and season change. In the meantime, everybody, take care of each other right now. Give each other a lot of love and support each other. Fight for what's right. We love you, and we will see you tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.